Shusav Mari. Follow my Simon Shinyutes Sevav, a sigil of Dosh over here. Now, the Amalacha of Dosh, the basic command is grain, and you have to separate the kernels from the stalk over here. The Toldo we have in the Gemara of Gimel base, when we examine Haiman the Pisit Ludeklo, someone's a clump of mud, he throws it in a date tree, and he dislodges over there. Come on, a puppet says, Yechayim Shtayim. One as Tailish, Rashi says, well, it's a Tailish, it's a Toldo of Kreitzer. The second as Mepharik, says Rashi, is a Toldo of Dosh. The Rashi does disagree, because not the Derech, a Tlisha Bakach, not the Derech, a Prika Bakach. It's throw a mud pie at a date tree, it's not the Derech to dislodge things that way. Lemaisel, they might disagree with the Sugya of Shinoi. If you see the idea over here that Mepharik is a Toldo of Dosh, what is the definition of Mepharik? Says Rashi, Purik Minachamor. When you remove something from the animal, you dislodge it, disconnect it. Basically, you have this encasement over here, and you're extracting, by the case of the wheat, the kernels from inside of that. That's the idea of being mafarik. Now, in this toldo mafarik, the Rambam Parakhes bring down three examples of the toldo mafarik. One is the idea of chaylev, milking cow. We came across a gemara that started came with aleph that we discussed already at the beginning of Simon Shin Chof. What is the head of nursing in Shabbos? Why is the Abaya of Chaylev, which is a toldo of, which is a chelik of Mepharik, a toldo of Dosh over here? We discussed that. That's one Indian of Mepharik. A second of Mepharik, we came across already, the Simon Shinda Zayin Sevches by Chavolo. It was the Isra of being Chaylev on Shabbos. Over there we discussed either it could be the Isra of Mepharik, or the Isra of Til Shama, or Seveya. The Bialach being done after meaning over there. The Rambam says a second aspect of Mepharik is that act of Chavolo. The third act of Mepharik is Schitas Zeisav Anovim, the beginning of Simon Shin Chof over there, discussed by Rich Zasugi over here, what defines Mepharik. The three in the Rambam, they point out, the other Rishonim, the whole Schitas Begadim is also a Nechon Negedah of Mepharik, Toldov Dosh, also have this Indian. That means we have the Av is the true itself, Mepharik is the Toldo, and the four cases that are part of Mepharik, either of Chayvel or Chavala, or Zeisav Anovim or Begadim. We also point out, there are four drabbanans in the gate, this Indian of Dosh over here. One is Schitas Regla Peris. We know we have a Xer over here. A second case is when Zavma Asmai, whether it's by Zaysim Anomim. Right, not Shah Peris, Regla Peris, that's Regal to the Duskidah 2. Two severe minim. The second case of drabbanan is Zavma Asmai, by Zaysim Anomim, or by two severe minim, in the case of Lashtia. A third thing is we came close Schitas Seir. Squeezing out the hair, you got a mavucha, what is it under? What drabon is under? And Moshe puts on the drabon of Dosh. Others put on the drabon of Malabin. But Moshe puts on the drabon of Dosh. And the fourth drabon we did not get to, he mirastic, Karach Vashelag, crushing ice and snow. That Bezer Shem will get to next man, the Loch and Simon Shun Chav. So again, so we have this Av, we have a Farak with his four parameters, and we have the Toldor with his four cases over here. First question is, what is the chilek between the case of Dosh and the case of Borer? That means the Gemara of Ein Gimel Beis Latov on the bottom, Hainu Zer, Hainu Borer, Hainu Murakid. It does not say Hainu Dosh. That means clearly Dosh is not similar to those three. How is it different? Of course, it should be intertwined one with another. The Ben Echanan, the page of Ein Dalid, and the Talmud, the Oruch, also being Zan explains, the idea of Dosh is Piruk, is disconnecting, is disconnecting one thing from another. The act of Zerah Bar Merakid is separate from one thing over there and one thing over there. Therefore, to get to the idea of taking tefillah and making it a bread, you first you have to disconnect, thresh the kernels from the shaft, from the psilos over here. It's all Merab, it's all mixed in, still intertwined one with another. How do you separate the bad from the good? That's Zerah Bar Merakid. So one is the act of disconnecting, and one is the act of separating two separate ideas over here. Now, the chore of a person sometimes does both together. You take an orange and you peel it. In essence, you're disconnecting and you're separating. There is a chiddush in the Meiri that says it cannot be mechayev two malachos, mechayev one malacho. There are someone saved wants to go this way. However, the pashas will get to the end of Simon Shin Chof Aleph. Over there, they're mobbing down the case of peeling things. What we see over there, it has a loch inside the gate of Dosh, inside the loch in the gate of Baru. Maybe two is there. We do two acts. At the same time, you peel something that disconnects and separates. Goes hand in hand. Once you understand this, the difference between the act of the Dosh versus Borer, one separating, one disconnecting, we go back to the case of a peeler. A pila ba'atzim is, what is it? It's a fancy knife that's really disconnecting. Except afterwards, what do you do? You want to put the pila over there and the cucumber over there, or the potato, whatever case you're discussing, or the carrot. That, how do you do that? Your hand is doing that. Either you flick it off with your hand, the peel, or the gravity knocks it down. But in essence, people like saying a peeler is a kli miyuchad barer. A very hard time to understand that. It's maybe a kli discussed inside the sugi of dosh. You have to decide the sugi of dosh now. Lachura, if you analyze, really a peeler is a fancy knife that's disconnecting.
What's the disconnecting and separating?
One is, it's still intertwined. One will mix inside with another. That means when you have the, what's threshing? You have the kernel, the shaft, the cells, the good thing. You smash it, you disconnect everything. You have a mixture in front of you. So you disconnect it, but still all mixed inside. Butter is now to take, put one here, one there, to separate the two. Not just to disconnect the two, to physically take apart one from the other, but to put it in different places. Butter, no, could be, sometimes two. You can peel an orange and do two things at the same time. If you peel what, the orange, that's water. Now the outer yosser. By an orange, you're doing two things. You're doing disconnecting and you're also separating.
When it's
an outer fire. It's an emotional fire. One outer fire. Two problems. What? You're disconnecting and you're pointing. You're doing two things. I know, that, again, that's not that's a cliche boy. It might fall by itself, you're doing both. When gravity's there, what are you doing also? I have no problem that you're doing burr. You are doing burr. But don't tell me it's a clean yuchubai, the clean's not doing it. The clean has nothing to do with that. Dosh. Now you have to learn to give dosh. Why is it not dosh? I think it's a better question. That's just a point now, the chiluk between dosh and burr, because that's a simon over here. There are two times that dosh has a kula, and two times that burr has a kula. For example, the idea of la'alter. We have over here a bayan, we're singing a fine dalet, we paskin that the heter of bur is when it's la'alter with miyad and miyad. The ger to dosh is the heter of la'alter. So there is a rashman shuvo. Again, I see in Rakhish Tribal, it's a pask this way, it's a heter la'alter. Maisabo Osman Shah, it's being down by us in the sip over here. And he came across also by the singing of Baiser. Says the Mishabura called the Mogavram, the Bialoch over there. Echnamin, there is no heter of la'alter by dosh. The idea of the la'alter is a ma'isa achila, by dosh does not apply, it's a sug in the field. And therefore, this reason, one chilik is that bar has a heter la'alter, and dosh does not. A second nachmino. Something that's not gedule karko. That means if you look at the sug of teichen, you'll see cheese and liver and eggs, no problem with teichen. But the case of dosh, is there an isser of dosh by things that are not gedule karko? Therefore, we came across also a sug of machlik, subhuda versus chom, daf ainhei. If there's any disha we do like karka not, we discussed the get to chaylev by milking a cow. Over there, what is the isra has I told them a fire cannot? Mice the round paskins, and we paskin simichin hay, ain't disha a little do like karko. And maybe the chalaget of do like karko. Fish can also discuss, we paskin ain't disha a little do like karko. That means dosh does not have this chumo in case of the nak do like karko. Maybe the bottom of someone say, but certainly not in case of the raisa. By burr, does it apply by things that are nak do like karko? The Taz of Kotnian Bays, he wants to sell off saying it only applies to the Sugi of maybe Eichlin. He comes up and points out to Rashi Ayn Gimel Bays, says Ayn Dala Bays, points out not the way, even by offer, is a Sugi of a Bayer. And therefore, Mishabu and Sukkot Tezvov, Kemakua says, Bayer applies to the Choldover. Whether it's Kalim, whether it's Begodim, is no Chilik. So it comes down to by Bayer applies even to things that are not Gdule Karko. That means Dosh over here has the Kula that applies only by things that are Gdule Karko. Masha and can least there, I saw. Masha Yusigil Bayer. A third Nafkamino, but the idea of one min. The Taz wants to be Machmin against the Chumas Hadeshen. Ramov, it says one min has a ghetto of Bayer over here. Maisa Mishabura, one like and one Chumas Hadeshen. A Paskin by one min, we make a Paskin, there's no ghetto of Bayer. By the Sugya of Dosh, what's the Lech and the Ghetto when you have one min? They point out, Lechura, every time you have Skias Paris over here, why is that not even Istar Bayer? We know you take Zaysim one of him, or in case of Shah Paris, or in case of Tutsim Yemoinim. Everyone discussing Schito, Dosh, what happened to Barer? You're stepping one from another. What's the difference over here? Says the Mogadron. Why? Because over there it's a sugya of Min Echad. It's one thing for Etzem. It's not really a Tuvus over here. And therefore, negate the sugya of Barer would not apply. Mashenk, the sugya of Dosh will apply. So it comes out over here that Dosh has a chumro and again the sugya of Min Echad, Masha Enkein, according to the Sugya Barra, and they have to answer Kulin Taz also this question, how do you get grapple? What's the case of Dasha Barra over here? A fourth nafkamina between the two ideas over here is you have Shnei Mina Oichlin. That means by us, the Mechab Bizan, submission to your test of Gimel, Shnei Mina Oichlin, Abadza Nichol Negeda of Barra. What's the reason? Either inside the Rambam is Nichol Negeda of sorting, or according to Taisha Nichol Negeda of Cyrus over here. Avadiya Oivir Nisr. That means if a person has over here nuts or raisins intertwined, you want to separate the nuts from the raisins, Avadiya Oivir Nisr. Negeda to Dosh, when you have two Mina Oichlin mixed together, is there an Isser of Dosh over here? So the Gemara by us, the Shulchan Aruch, discuss the case Ein Moilim Malilus. Questioning grains over here. The Gemara itself, we look it up, discuss the case Shavitim Shalkitnius. Basically, you have peas inside a pad. The Chua peas inside a pad should be the same halacha, and only the Shina will be mutter. In fact, the Gemara Ram, the nice minig is the people take out the peas from inside a pad and they eat it. What happens inside the Sugi of Dosh? Explains to be halacha, what's the Gemara Ram's question? They did it even without Shinoi. That is Shinoi. So it's machlokes with the Shinoi. Without Shinoi, no one's matter it. How in the world is mutter? Says the Mishmur called the Magavram, because it was lachin, it's Roy Lachilo. That means you have snow peas. Everyone knows snow peas, you can eat it with the peel on top. You take out the peas from inside, there's no difference since it's Roy Lachilo and the lachim over here. Therefore, it's Eichel Ma'eichel, Mafel Eichel Ma'eichel, Shnei Mina Eichel, and therefore, Ma'eichel is mutter over here. So we see that we have the case over here by Shnei Mina Eichel. That the case by Dosh, when they call Mafel Oichel Ma'eichel, came across the idea numerous times, Sigur Schitas from Oichel Oichel, would not be the Sigur, the idea of the Isser Dosh. Mashenki, that does apply to Sigur Barovir. Barovir Shnei Mina Oichel, you do have a problem. So just again, we have the four Nafkiminas, we have two Lakul, two Lachumra, Negev to Barovir, you have two Chumras, or Shnei Mina Oichel, and the idea of Nakdul Karko. You have two Kulas over here, the Sigur Alto, in the case when you have the Pri with the Mitz inside. Now, in the sugya over here, we come along, we have the idea of Moilim Malilus. Basically, you have the grain over here and you crush it and you want to eat it. Now, there's more disgusting case of Shabbos than the case of Yontif. They could tell me to get to Yontif, people eat it after cooking it. They get to Shabbos, why crushing it for? So, it's clear when you look at Hilchos Brachos, in those days, it takes grains and they crush them, eat it when it's raw. The other thing, more Brachos discusses, you want Brachos, you make a pani, you don't make a mutainis, you make a dom up on it. So the best thing, they're crushing it to eat it. They eat it when it's through. Tzuroi l'achilo. What that means, I'm not clear. I'm not even sure what a shaft is and what a kernel is. I don't think things even are. I just say it over. My sense, tzuroi l'achilo over here. In this sugya, Kamal the Beisayim points out, l'chor, there are three different gemaras, and they seem to be saying a little bit different. And l'chor, there's a stew over here, how to understand the sugya of Malilu Malilus. Once we have the gemara and Beis, that you base on Beis, gemara brings down, the Malilu Malilus on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos you can't. On Shabbos, once his Moilim Malilus is separated, then you can take it and you can blow it. Umenapech mi'al yad, shake it v'oichel. However, to do Moilim Malilus on Shabbos, mice is ulcer. Says the Gemara, pan yontiv et smoter. I mean, one Gemara that says, to crush these grains, on Shabbos is ulcer, yontiv et smoter. A blot later, Gemara Beya, Tafi Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, case of Moilil, how in the world the person who do this act of Moilim Malilus, how do they crush the grain over here? Come on, Bayan, he said, Moshe Rabbi Yosef, do one to one, I mean, take your thumb and do it on one finger. Come along, Abai, Moshe Rabbi Yosef, and says, no, do it one to two, on two fingers. The rubber says, do one to a machine, you do it on all your fingers, no problem. Take it on your thumb and rub it on your fingers, it's a case of machine. So you have a case over here, and one of them is to be a case of machine. What's the kim to doing machine? Is it discussing a case of Shabbos that's also when Shabbos put machine? Or is it yon to one smutter? And then do machinery. The Gemara is very ambiguous. What is the case of doing machinery over here? We have a third Gemara. The Gemara on Shabbos, Dafko Fel Chesto Manalo, the Gemara discusses by case of Chavile, Sio, Ezer, or Cornus. So to bring it into the Eitzer to store it, you cannot use it on Shabbos, but it's not a Sergio The Maicha Behemo, Mestab, Behem, Beshabbos. How to go use it? Come on, Chachom. It says, Moilam, Beroshi, it's Spice of Eichel. Do it on top of your fingers and go eat it. Now the Gemara is discussing Shabbos. It's a Masech to Shabbos, and discussing to use it on Shabbos. They must have to do a case of machinery. So we have one Gemara on Ben that says, on Shabbos is also. We have another Gemara that discusses how to do machinery, and then we have Gemara on that Kukal Chesun Shabbos, and you have a right to do Moilim Malilus on Shabbos. So, in fact, we show you them, put down by us, by the Meisation, these three Gemara's Bekitzer, who is a steer exactly what to go do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Meisation has two Mahalchah Mangushen, we had to put the three sugars together. He has one malach that says, "Ein chlamin de gbrech nav yobez in Shabbos is be'etzim." That says Shabbos also is also in all cases, whether b'shino or not b'shino, is also in all cases. The blat later when the Gemara says nav yigimol beis that says mutter b'shino, that means only on yontif. That means the Gemara says yobez on beis Shabbos also all cases. Yontif is mutter, and the blat later how do mutter b'shino? And the Gemara kugel ches is discussing Shabbos. Shabbos is also in all cases. So the two malachim brought down on the beis Yosef. One, the Mordechai said, "Nechanami, you can't crush them, disconnect them. That's also." We were discussing softening them to bemachek it, b'shinoi, and then somehow to eat it when softened, but not to disconnect it. You can't do it on Shabbos. Or being down another terrace in the Balamor, the Ran, the case of Minei Tilson, the Chavila Ezer, Rekunis, and not the case of Trua. Two different kemptes over here. Trua had its parameters. The mice also gomer. Chavila Tilson, the mice is mutter. This mouth, they point out. Reading Rashi and Tosfos on the Gimel Beis and Beyer, they go this way. Rashi and Tosfos says, "Kitzes Meilu B'Shinoi." They write Biyontif. Only in Yontif a Heter B'Shinoi. Shabbos there is no Heter, and therefore the Balamor goes this way, and the Mordechai Tosfos, they go, there is no Heter. Kiu is there on Shabbos by Tefillah, by Melilos. The whole entire Heter is only on Yontif and Yontif B'Shinoi. What Malach? That's how Hashem the Beisin points out. Look at the Big Three. Look at the Rif. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rosh. They understand the sugya not the way. They understand the Gemara says in the Beis that you base and base that says you cannot do it on Shabbos. Meaning you cannot do it normally on Shabbos. The Gemara that you give a base saying how to do it, but you can do it on Shabbos b'shinoi. And in Yontif you do not even need a case of b'shinoi. And therefore the Gemara Kuvrav Ches and Shabbos is causing doing it in a case of b'shinoi. Rosh is basic over here. This Malach, the Big Three, also went the other way and the Rabban. The Ben Yeruchim, the Torah goes this way, Magen Mishnah, they go this way. The Halakha of the Shokel among the Rishonim and the Chur, the two main Nafkaminas are basically negated to Shabbos. What's Halakha? According to Rashi Tosfos, there is zero Heter on Shabbos. According to Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, it's a Heter on Shabbos, B'shinoi. One Nafkamino. The second Nafkamino is now Yontif. On Yontif, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Dafka B'shinoi. According to the Big Three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Halakha Yontif is even without a Shinoi, Mutter. Two very similar Nafkaminas. So again, negate the Rishonim, it's Machlokes. Halach l'maisel, the Mechaba is very clear. Kedarka, he goes like the Big Three. He passed on Shabbos l'maisel, it's mutter with the case of a Shinoi. And therefore, you look up Helchus Yontif, the Sim Tovkov Yud and Sefal, if he's passing on Yontif, it's mutter, believe Shinoi. Kedarka, the sugyas are intertwined, and therefore Shabbos with a Shinoi, Yontif without a Shinoi. How is there a more l'maisel paskening? So the Mabayal brings down that those l'maisel won't be Machmir, Yesh Machmir. And then we go no further, therefore you have want to be perke, egles lusim, or grazim, gedailim, we touch people, roiko, toy lahachmer, why? Yochel ochlem beloy piruk. Somehow you have these big nuts, that's the klippi roiko, this walnut, the klippi roiko, and beker, yeshem yelishmach lokal, but since you're able to eat it with the klippi roiko, I have no idea what those words mean, but somehow the metzias is you're able to eat it with the klippi roiko here, therefore then must be machmer. Points out the prima godin. How is there a more paskening l'maisa? He's saying, Baker, the Macham is right. You have an option to also get on Rashi and Tosfos. Heichin Efshir, why not be Machmer? Points out the Pirim Gadim. You look at the Helchus Yontif, Tavkof Yod, the Macham is Mekel Yontif B'lish Shinoi. Was there more over there, say? Nothing. Why? Because Baker paskening l'maisa that on Yontif is Mutter B'lish Shinoi, and Shabbos with a Shinoi. Except, if you can be Machmer, why not be Machmer? The government of Machzah Shekel Nichols Yontif disagrees, Pshan, the Prima Godin says, no, the Rabbah Baker wants to be Machmer. However, you read the Bialocha by us, it points out the Machab passes this way. Brings down the Eliyabo, also Pshem Yam Shlomo, and the Nachasvi, and look at the Bach, the Archa Shulchan this way. These words are, Ube'emes das Ramah ke Mucham Tvarav. So, Be'emes, the truth is, Ramah is also going like the Machaber. That means it comes out that we have Machalik among the Shainim. Lalocha, the Machab is solely passing the Kulo. And it seems that way, the Ramah is also passing the Loch on Shabbos as Mutter B'Shinoi, and the Yontif even without the case of B'Shinoi. The Lomdus, why do you make it? If you understand, as the Mishabua points out, L'chur from Loshon and Rashi is the whole idea of separating these Moedim Malias is only Dindu Abavim. Therefore, a Shinoi over here works. Loshon and Rashi seems to say it's only case of the Abavim over here. So it's a Shel in the Abavim, Machlik is the Abavim. We have the Numid Shanim and Mekel, those who are Machmer, we're choshim for the Machmim, if you can, otherwise make a dinner maestro. We make a little bit. Agam, the Shartzim points out, look at the Ben Chanan on the page of Ayin Dalad, he calls it a dinner maestro. The maestro Rashi is very clear, and the grounds of Mishbuah Paskin is a dinner rabbonim. Now, to get to this idea, we have this somehow this egoism that like a doilim that a klip yoiko. If you can't be machmer, be machmer. Goes on the Mishnah further and says, but let's say you have a klipa kosher. That means you have the small note over here with this big shell around it. You want to break it on Shabbos. You have a bayit inside the sugya dosh. He says, no, that's l'kuli am amotir. Why ain't the end of a simon shinchov aleph? The end of simon shinchov aleph, you know, I'm hoping the loch is, person has garlic, person has betzalim, the mice can peel it, there's no problem. Just like you can peel betzalim and shuman, who would you can peel the case of a gazin? Now the question is, true, motor. Why? If dosh is to separate the good that's inside from that the cell that's outside, that's what dosh is, why in the world are you allowed to crackle wool on Shabbos? Shmuel is very clear. You have the klipi roiko, bad to be machmer. Again, don't know what that means. But you have the, somebody have to eat the klipi roiko with, you have to understand, it's klipi roiko and the klipi kosher. That means eating the roiko, I can hear the eating the roiko, with the klipi kosher. That's what's bothering me. How in the world are you eating the roiko with the kosher with the nut inside? Right? I don't think we can eat the one with the klipi kosher. Don't sell it. Again, if Shmuel is saying, since you don't, he said don't.
Then you can break both of them.
You can take the. No, you can say, Tommy Machman, not take off the Eureka. Not take off the Eureka.
Take off the Eureka and the Kasha together.
That's not what he's saying. He said, Yachal Oichel below Piruk. You're yeah, saying, yes, Piruk.
No, without Piruk of the Eureka from the Kasha. You can break both of them.
Okay. Lysa, so again, so we have. But how the Eureka, he says, Tayla Achmer. But the Kasha, the Eureka's gone when he took it out of Shabbos, the Kasha of Vadi can take off. Why? What happened to the Sigil of Dosh over here? Obvious question. So, basically the question is, how can you peel an orange? Why is it not dosh? How can you crack a nut? How can you peel an onion? All these cases over here, why are they not nechal together dosh? So, there are different ways to say it over. Rabbi had set it up, the two malachim might go his way.
There,
the chila
doesn't apply.
Oh, we'll try to understand what that means. If you look at Falk, he seemed to have three malachim over here, and he seemed to say it over different what I'm saying over. I'm picking two ways, which I think is easier to say over, and I think is more a little bit more true. Fine, this question is an obvious question. Now, how in the world can you crack your walnut and the maestro person cannot do other acts of dosh? What's the chilek over here? So the way that Eglitali says over, so slowly, maybe another is ulcer. Maybe it is ulcer. He says, you know the sugil mukso, and parakol kalem, says in Mishnah, you have a cornice, what are you going to do with it? It's a klish mat the iser, we'll do a lipsoy way to glazen. Go crack your nuts. That means the Mishnah says mutter. You're allowed to do cracking, disconnecting. Before sure, Mishnah, don't tell me nuts are ulcer. If that's so, what's the chilek over here? So the way that Eretal and Numas are going to grow, with one mahalach, that the idea over here of dosh is something that you actually do in the field. It's gemar melech zapri. Meaning first you thresh, then you do zerba and merakid, then you do toichen, then you lush, then you bake it. That means you're still in the process of finishing off the point of the tachlis of this pri. That means when you get your stalks over here, and the kernels over here, it's not finished yet. You have to do a bunch of stages and steps till you finish the pre over here to get as tachlis. However, let's say you have things that is finished already, and you bring home, it's totally complete already. You bring the walnut home, it's finished. Now, when do you crack your walnut? When do you go eat? It's true today, we might buy a shell in the store, because we have these ways of storing it, making it fresh. But the essence of the shell is a shamer, keeps it fresh over here, and that's the standard way of having it, b'shas achilo. Whether I choose to or not, but that's the idea of the shell over here. It's not staged next to next to next to next. The whole idea is it's finished. It's the words are, the Gemara Melech Sapri was done already. It's finished already. Now I'm bringing it home. Therefore comes out, an orange, same thing, onion, same thing. Numerous cases are the same idea over here. Therefore the Shvi Shabbos goes this way. Yad Yosef, Mashag, Mechaim, no. Look how much in Shuvah will get to Bezer Shem. He goes to Malach over here. Sliyazel, Chodeshani, or for Shabbos, for Shabbos. They go over this idea over here that it really depends, again, what is the done in the house and it's finished, what's done in the field or the company when it's not finished. That's one idea. One's called Shasachilo, Shimush. No, no, Yeshina. No, Mishmur says, crack a walnut, no problem. Mutter.
When they need a Shina, when
the Mulis need a Shina. When it's not finished yet. That means usually the walnut, the klipi yoiko, you get it without the klipi yoiko. That's a field process. Look, the klipi yoiko is a field process. It's a company process. The klipi kosher is a house process. The klipi yoiko is a field process.
Would that change with time?
We'll get to it. A second way of saying it over, is the Kivagira, the end of Simon Shin Chav Aleph. He brings down by Osipim Godim, and I shall bumps of Godim Chas. He has the same issue, why in the world are these certain klippas and mortars from Osir? So his malach is, it depends if the klippa is bottled to the oichel. He says if it's connected well and it's soft, in the case of an onion or garlic, connected well and soft, then it's bottled. Mashenkin if it has a hard shell to it. Well, let's say it's not connected well and it's space in between, then in those cases are not nichel and bottled to the pri, and therefore the act of dosh, separate one from another. Therefore, whether it's melilos, whether the case of tur or shabitim, either they're not connected well or they're hard klipa, they're not bottled, then they have the act of dosh.
Why is it doing one?
The Mishnah says
so we'll try to see what we can do with these things. Now, these are again the two ways the Prima Godim with the Kivagimon. This way, Prima Godim does end up Tzarachian, and he does have cash himself, is by himself or not. And then the Kivagimon brings it down, Lachlamaisa, that's made it more of a Lach, the Kivagimon brings it down. And then we have the Akhmetal, and Numbers Akhonim went this way. Take first two, I think, simple Nafkaminas, the Kubi, Namukhak, but the way that Elam said, those two Nafkaminas. One of the people when they have garlic, and garlic are two things. You have the whole Thai clover, and they have 10 pieces inside, or 15, 10 pieces, and then if you take out the pieces, you can peel it also. That means there's a klipa el yoino, and there's a klipa on the thing itself. Can a person separate the klipa chitzoino? Can you take that off on Shabbos, the external peel of the garlic? So come with the Prima Godim, he the Shitasa says, there has to be something that's connected well, and something that's either not hard. Here the core is not connected that well to it, not part of it. They want to say it's not bottle, a shell of the raisa, and therefore take off the klipa chitzayna of the garlic, to the chur's also. The chur should be also. Brought down by the Nezi Yisrael, the Skeza Shulchan, the Mincha Shabbos, and others, and therefore, Loch Lamaisa, the kids in the Masha bring down, you cannot take off the klipa chitzayna. Kavit Aloch is bringing down that way, the disciples being machma over here, they want to have a chash is to the raisa. The problem, the chur point out, the many others not to be nizer upon this, and the Eilam on Shabbos does take off the klipa chitzayno. That's the numbers that Chaim is upon himself. Really, the machmer, the chuyah, it's the rice. The people don't mind. Ask it. What's it have to be matter?
Even if you cook it together.
Yes. Therefore, Asala Shady, Kamlum laid Chaim Blavji a few hundred years ago. After the Yad Yosef, the Kamlum say, "What do you mean? B'shas Achila. What has this brought to your house? No dry clover." The process for the company is finished, the field is finished. It's a house process over here. And therefore the Archa Shabbos with Minam Khudashani discussing a drop dimming not peeling the outside, discussing can you break off the inside piece from the outside clover? He says you can break off the inside piece from the outside clover. He says, I am a maestro, Bayam says to give dosh. He said, no. He says, well, you bring it home, the whole entire clover. It's an act that's in the process that you do in the house. And there should not be a problem here. Sahaba goes this way. So that means the Chura sounds like one nafkamina upon this question over here is, can you peel the outside level of the garlic over here? Do you have a shallow instead of dust? Or no, the mice says this is what you do at home. Should be a mutl, no problem over here. Now, you could, now certain people what they do is, now just like there's going to be two cases over here. There's one case where you peel the outside, one you break off. I think this should be the same halacha. Some of them don't say it exactly that way. Now, a lot of people, they do it on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they take it, they cut off the top, and they roast it, and it comes to the table, and the whole entire thing, the klipa el yoino, and also the klipa of the inside. And then they take out the pieces of the inside. So, according to the Makilim, Chodeshoni, the Erev Shabbos, should not be a problem here, the Yad Yosef, the Chava, Leil L'chaim, should not be an issue. According to the Machmirim, are you dealing with Isner Reis Dosh? So, there is a svar out there to say, once it's cooked, a lot of tofu is a bottle. I didn't see anyone say it. I'm not sure. You can say Svaras over here. Yesh Lodim. You have a Prima Godim already says. You have a Prima Sedeshim. You have Svaras Belay. You want to do the Shalom Adarais over here. maybe a second reason is, the Mincha Shabbos, when he points out, the Chor person should be Machma the garlic, he says, well, let's say, but the Evan, you do not. So he comes and says, you should break it, and what he seems to be saying is break it, and take out the garlic without peeling the outside. Which I think what most people in Mice are doing anyway. What are they doing on Shabbos? They have the thing on the Shabbos.
my house started doing it 2-3 years ago. That means the last 3 years before I didn't have this. But now my house started doing it because I learned from other people. So I wasn't sure of the Shalom Adosh. But my, so what you're doing is, I analyze the Pesach Shabbos, you're just taking it out without breaking the Klipa El Yoino, not peeling the outside from the inside. Just taking out the inside. And that the Mincha Shabbos himself says, if you're stuck with the Eved, then don't peel it, just take out from the inside. Those in the Machmirim, these are stark as far as my Stimmy Makel. That's Aleph. And therefore, it seems certainly what to be a Sarachon, certainly what the Paiskimul Meister say, the Chachil is water. Even the Evans, the Chor, you can argue the point is water. But I think maybe another point over here is, the Chor is a little mysterious Min Hogim over here. First of all, those Meister, most of them Meister are Machman garlic. The Moin Am Meister is Makel. And even Machmirim point out the Moin Am Meister is Makel, and the stark is water Makel, go to Egle Tal. Second, let's go the other way around now. The case of peanuts. Now, I think everyone knows by peanuts, you have the soft shell to it, the little red thing over it, and then you have the hard shell over it, the white klipa. Can you crack peanuts on Shabbos? The Amoinam, the minigas go to Shalom Zochers for years and years and years, people have peanuts and mice over there. Are you allowed to? What happened to the Sigur Dosh? So the Sheva Levi and Shuvah and Chelik Aleph, two different Shuvahs, Ayin Tes and Pe'alof and Chelik Kimmel again. Maisi says he's dealing with Isser Dereis over here. He goes to the Svaras over here, what's the reason why certain things are Dosh, certain cases are not Dosh. And therefore he holds Maisi's Ulcer and tells Talmud, Maisi Machman is Isser Dereis. He goes to give Dosh over here. He said, let's analyze it. According to the Prima Gordon, Maisi, it's not Dovik, it's not soft. And he gets involved in the story. So he has two Klippas about his bottle, the soft Klippa and the second Klippa. Agam and Moshe will see the Shuvah that says, don't say when you have two Klippas, it can't be bottle. But the Vazir says they have two Klippas, the Vav is no bittle over here. So he says you don't have the Prima Gordon. What he says is those who say the idea of Shas Achila, don't say who those are. He doesn't say this one, it's like this one, what the idea of Shas Achila over here is. And then he says the Maisa, you can't peel peanuts. He doesn't go with that far, he went the Prima Gordon's far. The Maisa, before the Vazir already, there's a Chaznish, the Mashak, the Maisa, the Mekel. The Divrei Yisrael in 1968 wrote a tshuva to this Vosner. Was not young or rough, he's in his 50s, but he wrote to him, being Moitza Laz on Klal Yisrael. Very strong for the shrinkness. You're right, Puchazi, mind the Amid the Bar, you look outside, the Evelyn Meister have peanuts over here. The Divrei afterwards, the Chalkiz Yaakov, and the Meir Moshe, Kitar Balochel, the Yezer, and Chan Kinieti, and the Chodashani, and the Shmir Shabbos, and the Roshoma, and the Israel, and the Kosalochas, and the Ocho Shabbos, and the Ocho Mashama, and the Chazish, and others, the Meister say, no problem, peanuts. Now, you have to understand the mice of why that's so. The mice of the minigas, the mice we have peanuts.
Peanuts are attached to their shells?
They're peanuts? They're not attached. They shake. You shake them, you hear them inside. If you want, we have peanuts in the back, and we have in the back corner peanuts, as we'll see afterwards. Now, the mice, they point out the Prima Godim, the Shitosa, in his psycho, in Sifrit Shitchof, and they say, he says, he does not know why it's good to crack peanuts. He asks his question. Again, we have a mission that says a guy is a mamoter. Now, pointing them at peanuts may be a little bit different. They work different ways. Yeshlotu, because one maisa has two klippas, one only has one klippa. The maisa, he has a question. The prim gom himself of what he cracked nuts. The maisa again, he has to always do the prim gom enter of tzarchi, and he asks his question, doesn't really answer these questions. So, first, the idea. The main time you can say we go to the mahalach of shas achilo. It's the process not being done in the field. The process not being done by the company. We come at home. Come on, those one Ravosa says the mice is not so. Mice, you get shell peanuts over here. You get shell peanuts. So why are you saying we have to process it all in the house? So the Shvichah Shabbos when he answers this, and Mechaimah also wants to go this way, and afterwards the Vesel is coming to answer the Ravosa. Also, Ashtomach goes this way. He says, true, you get shell peanuts. But Piroiv, Derek is, you do it in the house. Most peanuts, the mice says they want to answer, is done in the house. The problem with that today, the mice, they point out, besides from the fact we have peanut oil, we have something called peanut butter. And the one time the mitzvah is, the roiv of mice is not done anymore in the house, most is done in the process to make something over here. And therefore they point out that if you sit and want to answer back with Shtomach, which are the sugya of roiv over here, the choral roiv, you can have to find out what the numbers are, but I think the numbers are that roiv of mice is not done at home, and most is done by the company on the field process. Not done in the house. So come on, the Chodeshani wants to answer, like Rav Nachman wants to answer. What kind of that? The idea of Roiv, or the idea of Shas Achila, meaning Avada, a person has peanuts and they crack it in front of you, that's a normal thing to go do. And the act that you're doing over here is for you, it came to you with a shell upon it to keep it fresh. And that's them, too, we have packages that can keep it also fresh. But the whole idea is a shame over here, and therefore the idea that you're cracking it, is the finish is not you're not bali daitoy. Avada is a normal thing done in the house. So you can't then echlami, maybe they feel maybe you have a problem over here. Can you argue the point? But myself, since we do it at home, it's a normal thing to be done at home, and therefore the wedding is the Gemara pre-negated to us in this specific case over here, certainly in this case, in my sense, mortar. Not a problem here, because my sense, Gemara last appear was done already. This cold eating over here should not be a problem. My sense, again, the voice disagrees, the one I'm my sense, Michael. Now you have to realize we're saying over here to be Machma, the Klippa Chitzoyna of the peanut. Hevel speaks out the Achoinim, even though Voz himself says, and I know why my sense wants to be Machma a little bit, or it's seen, they want to come along and say, but Avada, the Klippa dark inside, that's the Avada and the people got him. And Avada's bottle, the Avada can separate. So we're like, over here, Avada's not a problem over here. Now, you have to realize that until now we're discussing the idea of Dosh taking these nuts out. In the end of Simon Shinchov Aleph, it says the idea of peeling things is only mutual altar. That means even cracking the nuts and taking out peanuts, in the whole entire heter, it's at the sugi of Dosh or Shasachilo. Mitzav Bori did not take care of the problem. That means Mitzav Bori, when it's a klipo, we do not have a chumah of sales b'tach oichol because you have to be in acher. But you still need miyad and liyad. And if the loch is, when you crack peanuts, all this from saying, make sure it's the altar. What's he get the altar? We spoke about what the loch of Mitzav Aleph is, sem sudosoy b'techa sudom. But if I did, it has to be the altar. So that means, number one, to get peanuts, it's a machlikus. Vehicle place come on Michael. Number two, in the klipa dakel amais is mutter. Number three, even the sadit's mutter, sadit klipa dakel or the yoiko, the dak or the aliyoino, it has to be the case dakel altar. Now, amais, what bothers me, it comes out that somehow most of them are machman shum, and they're moin am amais to make a lot of peanuts, and they want to answer back, and I'm not clear how to put the two sugars together. The chura, those are being make a lot of shum inside the shasachila, the shitosai. But how is most of them machman shum and the moin am is make a lot of peanuts? I have a little bit of a hard time answering that question clearly. El Mike Tami Saraya, the Mice of Shum is water. Does not seem to be that way among the most far. Now, until now, we're discussing the idea of Dosh, is when you have the Pesilas is on outside of the Eichel. Before, there are different ways to analyze what is the act of Pesilas. What is the act of Dosh? That means you can either have the Pesilas on the outside, you have the Pesilas in the inside. And you can sell this that's attached, side by side, like in a stem to an apple. What is dosh over here? That means the classic example, again, is a case you have a tour, you have the kernels inside over here with the thing you want to take out, the oichel and sell this. And therefore, when you have a gemara on the aindal, the case of kutash, the way Rashi explains, you have to remove the clip on the outside to get to the inside. So vada, the simple classic idea of dosh is the psyllus is on the outside, the shell of the peanut on the outside, and the good is in the inside. What about for carrot? When you have the psyllus in the inside, for example, cherry has a psyllus in the inside. A peach has a psyllus in the inside. All pits. Are they nichel get a dosh except it's shasachilo, the way you can have to answer it? With nothing to do with the case of nothing to do with the idea of dosh. What happened to the psyllus in the inside? So the Gemara says that the Ein Gimel Beis, Hadosh v'mnafet v'mnafet kulum melacha achas. So the question is, what is the hamanafet? What does the word hamanafet mean? So the Shaitzim Ba'os, tells you, Moinu Malinus, Kuan Dirashi is Jabodon, Ainu Ben Chanel calls it the Raiso. Where's the Ben Chanel? And if Ain Dal, he says, what's manafet? Manafet is a case of Moinu Malinus. That's Kuan Dir Ben Chanel. Rashi says, Moinu Malinus is Jabodon. Kuan Dirashi, what's manafet? What does the word mean? So Rashi Lishitosin, that Ain Gimel Bey says, it means the case of Tzemach Geffen, you have cotton, it's very fluffy, you have seeds inside. The psyllus is inside. So you take out the, when you bang against it, you take out the psyllus that's inside, and the cotton that's outside. It's a field process. Therefore, everyone knows cotton over there. But where is the psyllus? The psyllus is in the inside. Therefore, the egg towel. The cotton on the outside, the seeds on the inside.
Yeah, but the cotton is completely unusable as long as the seeds are there.
Right. Versus the fruit, where the seeds I'm just trying to bring out a point over here that you have cells on the inside is still dosh. That's the point over here. I'm wrong?
comparable.
You're not sure I'm right.
I'm not sure it's comparable.
Okay, my point of view is very clear. Psyllus on the inside is definitely Gedev Dosh.
He's right, the question is why.
Brings down this Rashi, and the idea that Psyllus, even in the inside, is Nichol the Gedev Dosh. Now, Maisa, I see Zachal Shamar Falk, he points out that in the Sefer Maisa Oirek, it's not that simple. That it seems as true that there's cut in the outside, you can see the inside, and the cut in the outside goes inside the seed. And therefore, when you're banging against the seed, the cut in the inside of the seed is coming out. And if he wants to argue that Agnei Tal says that it's not the Metzias that Rashi is referring to over here, that the loch or the Gedosh is dafkul yabselis on the outside and not the inside, because the cut is going inside the seed, the seed's on the outside over here. Fine, that's his Kiddush. I says, Swarm worked on Agnei Tal, he didn't understand that the way. The idea of Dosh is even when the Psalus is in the inside. The third question, let's say it's side by side. That means, for example, you have a grape with its stem. Is that a problem that negates the sugya of Dosh? So the Gemara we said before in the Ayinim of Beis, the Prophet discussing when someone throws a clump of mud, this mud pie over here, should a piece of the dikla, what's it tomorrow? The tomorrow come down, they fall down. The Gemara says, Yechayim Mishum Afarik, unless the case of a Shinoi. Again, Mepharik, Rashi and Mepharik told the Dosh, we spoke out twice over there, there may be other options, six options of what Mepharik is, we pass him told the Dosh. What exactly is happening over here? You have these clumps of tamar, these dates are falling down, they fall on the floor. What exactly are you separating what from what? So come on Tasis, it brings down the Ben Shmuel, it says, yeah, this klipel yoing on top of the tamar, just like by these walnuts, you have this klipel yoiko. He also, but the clip of tomorrow, the case of tomorrow, you have this klipa el yoin on top of it. And therefore, what happens, the mud pie hits the dates fall down, and separates the klipa el yoin. No problem. We went down that way by the prima godim. Come to the Shushan Shabbos, and anyone who knows how dates and mice grow, they don't have a klipa el yoin. No such thing. They don't have one. They don't have any hard shell on top of it. So how in the world could Ben Shmuel come along and say, this is a clip on top that's separating from it, they didn't have one. Prima Gonim, it says that obviously Ben Shmuel and Prima Gonim never saw a date tree, never saw one. I ask anyone over in the room, yeah, maybe no, we never saw one. We don't know what it exactly looks like. But people saw it, they said there's no clip all, you know, on top of a tumor, on top of a date tree over here. If so, what exactly is Gemara discussing? Well, Gemara says, Nechal and Gedev Dosh over here. So the way Rashi says over, Mepharikat tomorrow min machabdois. Then when the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ram, the Shita, the Ram, they want to say, call that Trat Osir Rashi, that means he's separating the tomorrow from its stems. That means you have a cluster of tomorrow to fall down. They separate it from the stems over here. That means we get it in the field process, we get it without the stems. Therefore, Nichle Gedev Dosh is not only when the Psalus is around it, Psalus is inside of it, when the Psalus is attached to it, that's also Nichle Gedev Dosh. Says like the Talmud, when attached, that's also Nichol and Gedev Dosh. And once we have this idea, something is attached, it's also Nichol and Gedev Dosh, we have to go through different cases to apply it. That means, number one, negate the case of tomorrow, the Eshkol, that's the Gemara called Agri Talmud, Shri Shabbos, it's a field process, we never get tomorrow with the stems, then we're disconnecting on Shabbos, we mean Isser Dosh, we don't get it that way. What about that Al-Shinoi? Al-Shinoi. Mice is disconnecting a grape from its cluster. Do you have a Bayam that's had a Sugya of Dosh? So according to the Prima Godim, who has the Baya, you have to know his Shita, he goes like places anyway, and he has, the holes has to be either inside or outside, not connecting to it. But we the mice know the Metzias over here, that separating stem mice is even this, sir. How can you separate grape from the stem? Terek says, you go to Egle Tal's Mahalath, and most of our friends go. What do you do? Shas Achila. It's prosy doing the mice in the house. It's not a process to do the field by the company. Ready has a Gemara Priya ready. So therefore, the mice is separating the grape from the stem. It's mutter, bits nai, la'alter. Also, your burr.
See you
there. Also, your burr.
What? Yeah,
not
see you
were
there. Right.
See,
right.
Grapes. No, so mice, I'm not sure you've said that, because you can get them out of different grapes. The one who we're bargaining, not the one to make one out of. I can't come over to Urkha and discuss it, but let's say you have grapes.
It's like burr.
Yeah. Something connected to butter. Something connected to the Egletal writes in this case, that's butter. Connected to a piece of meat with Chubar, something attached to butter. Disconnecting things is definitely getting to butter. I will come on the Urkha Shabbat discuss it, but let's say you brought grapes that are made to make one out of, and you plan to make one out of, I'm not clear if you're now choosing to eat it or not, doesn't end up with exactly these cases. So then echlam, you separate the stem from the grape, then you have a bayah. Okay, these grapes are made for wine, and that press is made for the field or to make wine out of it, then you cannot separate it. Take another case, buying bananas. Now, buying bananas, there are the standard way people buy and the sticky way. The standard way, you go, you get a cluster, 5, 7, 8 mice together. There's another way, certain stores have, and people think it's very cool on Purim, to go bring a guy a whole trunk of with tons of clusters of bananas over it. So you bring the whole entire trunk to somebody. The stores have it over here, whole entire trunk. Can you separate the banana from the trunk on Shabbos? So come along with Yashiv says that, because of the field process. Not the Gemara Pri, L'chev B'ayam Tzad HaSugya Dosh. B'chaim De'esim, mice they pointed out, at least the show wants Taino, the reason why they're making it smaller for us, just to make it travel, to make it easier, not really a field process to disconnect it, you're not really gaining out of it, just it's big, so you're making it smaller over here. V'oid, the way the B'chaim Nosset over is, no one takes it put into the Eitzah that way. You store with the Eitzah, with a tree trunk, but no one does it, but that will get ruined, don't gain out of it over here. Therefore, B'chaim said, maybe it's much of the big tree trunk. Ulai. Kamli Yashu wants to answer it. However, the regular case, so we have the regular cluster of bananas. Kamul Dasram, Shemir Shabbos, Chodeshani, Kamul Salach, on the say, very simple. That Maisa is a Gemara Pri already. You bring it home over here. Maisa should not be a problem. According to the Prim Godim, Kivager, yes, well, maybe you start clarifying this question over here. How to look upon it, again, when you peel it, Yish Lodin. Luckily, you can say over here, a Burr, Vadin, no Alfred.
So,
where are
bananas?
Yeah, where are bananas? So, it's again, you take it off the peel.
It's the other piece. It's all peel.
And
besides peel, separating
it. And also, and these connecting is definitely getting a burger.
They're all connecting to each other. It's not like an upsize, that animal upsize.
What I do want, staying in the eichel, I do want, I don't want. You want, you're basically saying it's psalus, psalus, that's your time. Not this, it is burger, but it has to have a burger. Another case is because when you get cherry tomatoes and they suddenly come with the stems on top of it, point out the Orchid Shabbos that Chura, wine that therefore, most you don't want them. The only thing about Koi, they may be sold without them. They may be taken off by the field. You happen to get them sometimes. They're children, they're sold, they have stems, the other stems, cost a little more because they go by weight. No. So the Orchid Shabbos, if so, Chuyim Bayam Tzadosu Gildosh. What is the heter? Maisa the Isra Liash, you want Taino? No, but the stems looks nice as Yofi. Could be depends on where you're buying them. Sometimes you want them, it looks very sticky. Sometimes you don't want them over here. Maisa, the Kumsa Lochas, you might still not go with the idea of attached Maisa, he's Makel anyway. The Shemir Shabbos Maisa, he over here is Makel, he wants to say it's finished over here. But this is your question, why that so? I see this from either Makel or Masupik by cherry tomatoes, Maisa, they want me Makel, and say, no, that's already considered finished. When you bring it over here, when they come, the stems are not, they're arguing that they're not really in the Chashivas over here, they can mark you already. Nigea to cherries, take out the pits, you know the cells, the mice are inside, then avadis, that's shas achilo, avadis should not be a problem. I see one sefer, Aloch HaShlemi, he points out, sometimes you get from a store an orange, or a lemon, or a tomato with a stem, a regular tomato with a stem, or a regular orange with a stem, or a lemon with a stem. Now, you shouldn't get them, not supposed to be there. Avadis achilo of the what's supposed to be done on the field, not by you. One time, according to numerous places, before you cannot separate them on Shabbos, you buy them instead of sugyo dosh. Before, if it comes with the stem, it's not supposed to go with the stem. I mean, cherry tomatoes, I can hear already. It's in of Yofi. It looks nice, it comes this way. Regular tomatoes, tomato with a stem, normal. Regular tomatoes.
It stays fresher.
Vine tomatoes. It stays fresher? Aloch HaShlema says you have a bayah of a sugya de rice of dosh, and somehow some people don't know the sugya of dosh. Yesh lo de yesh l'ayin. Fine. Bez Hashem on Wednesday, we march the sugya of Boyer, the sugya of submission, your test, and Ches, Hatzlocha.